Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Hey, we are getting hot here. We're getting hot now with more of our guest, Don Nikoloff. And Don, you're mentioning the sheriffs now, this family that managed to emigrate to the United States, and people like, you know, other people like Henry Kissinger come to mind. That's a story in itself. Kissinger, mm-hmm. the double agent who was involved with his family in subverting things in Germany, of course, and then serving as a double agent here in the United States. I mean, you talk about the pinnacle of evil and the pinnacle of control, the pinnacle of the Illuminists. Now you're really hitting on to something, you know, because the average person listening now is finding all of this to be quite shocking and incredible. And yet one cannot help but look himself just at the presidents of the United States in the last century and see who put them in office, see how even their opposition was set up so that they would fail and the person who was selected to be president would be elected and reelected, like in the case of FDR and others. So now you're onto something here interesting, and we're talking about Otto Skorzeny, and the caller or emailer was trying to ask this question, and you're stating something very interesting about George Sr. and George Jr. And there are ancillary questions that come up, but please continue with your thesis here, Don.
Well, for sake of letting the listener know where all this leads, we could go into a lot of detail about Bush's Navy career, which was really about giving the Germans an airplane. When he ejected from his plane, leaving the co-pilot and the navigator or gunman to their death. When the plane crashed in the ocean, he was picked up. There was a raft awaiting him. He was picked up and put on a ship. However, the plane was towed away to a cargo ship by a German submarine. Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to tell me that the Bushes have always been selfish, self-centered people who serve all sides of all wars, of all conflicts, and make money doing it?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that at all.
Oh, so they're just misunderstood folk, right?
yes, they're innocent victims of conspiracy theories.
Talk about
theories.
Double dealers, huh? Well, you know, that you could go to the same the Rothschild family and see their puppets working both sides of the street to destroy nations. Look what they did. England, France, Germany, Switzerland, of course, Austria. Behind the kings and the queens and the monarchs was this plan to bring them down, bring them into control, and then the nations would be subjects of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. And isn't that what happened to America, at least in the last century?
Mm-hmm.
So we have the Bushes then. You're saying these Bushes are not those nice, neat, clean, patriotic people that that the media have told us they were.
Oh, yes. And they're not British, okay, mm-hmm. either. Their That's roots right. don't go in that direction whatsoever. Now, Skorzeny uh-huh. is alleged to have died of cancer in Madrid, Spain in 1975.
So we don't know that for sure? Is that what you're saying? He's alleged to have died of cancer?
Well, that's the cover story, you see. Okay. Right. Skorzeny was used to funnel large amounts of stolen gold from World War II mm-hmm. and whatever else they could get their hands on, the Germans, mm-hmm. and that was distributed throughout the world. A big portion ended up going to Argentina. And he courted Eva Perón. In fact, he was the recipient of $100 million she bequeathed him upon her death. And Bush stole that, which upset him quite a bit.
I would imagine. All right. A quick break. We'll come right back to it. Only 3 minutes, folks. Stay tuned. We'll take some calls, too. Don Nikoloff and Rick Adams here on this program tonight. We'll be right back.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given
a constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you upfront to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Now we can see a new world coming into view, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Now you've gone and done it, Don Nikoloff. Now you've gone and done it. You get George Bush mad. Here he is. He's on the program. How do you like that, Don?
Well, I was wondering if that wasn't Frank Caliendo that actually did those voices of him and Clinton, but
I don't know. But I think the voices you hear are authentic.
Well, yes, they are.
I'm speaking out of school, but the arrogance of them certainly is only surpassed by their ignorance of decency and ignorance of who and what they really represent. I think. You know, that sometimes you hear slips, and, you know, George particularly wasn't that bright, George Jr., nor was the father for that matter. But, you know, when you come right down to it, it's not about who's intelligent and who's not. It's about their natures and how evil people can be. Now, you're referring to Perón in Argentina, and apparently George wasn't very nice there, and he did just a little bit of pilfering of gold, huh?
Yeah, according to Scorzani, he absconded with $100 million that was given as a gift by Eva to him, Eva Perón. And now, a lot of people are going to say, well, you know, this can't be. He died in Spain. And I'm telling you, if you can look this up for yourself. His alias was Edward Frank Pizina, spelled P-Y-Z-Y-N-A. He died in Boynton Beach, Florida, on December 31st, 1999. Now, he alluded to the fact that Hitler was still alive. In fact, that Hitler had been staying at the Lake McDonald Lodge in Glacier National Park for about 30 years, in fact, up until the end of his life. And if you remember a few years back, in fact, in 2004, there was a man who was proclaimed to be the oldest man on the earth. That's not really true, but he was 114, this man. And they had to debunk a guy's claim to be 114 by saying he couldn't have been that old because he doesn't have any papers to prove it. Therefore, he was only 92. Hitler had used the alias William A. Coates, and he died in the Clinton nursing home in Seat Pleasant, Maryland, is where he was living. And he had borrowed the name from a man born just a few weeks after him, but who died in 1931, William A. Coates. There were actually 8 William A. Coates that I found that have lived in that area. And 3 lived in Seat Pleasant, Maryland. 3 died in Seat Pleasant, Maryland, not including Hitler.
Now, which Hitler are we talking about?
Adolf Hitler.
I'm getting a kick out of that because, you know, that I've never, you know, come to any conclusions as to who we're really talking about, whether it was the original Hitler or the second or third or fourth doppelganger.
You mean which clone?
Yeah, which clone? I mean, because, you know, we've been lied to, you know, see, we've been lied to so much, as you know, over the years, even before the advanced technology we have today. There was a lot of double ganging and aliases and people who were cloning and so on and so forth that the public was not privy to. But, you know, the when you set up somebody and you make a pariah out of him like Hitler, and then everybody is you know, at first Hitler's a good guy, and then when he breaks with Stalin, he's a bad guy. And you do the same thing with Saddam Hussein, and you know about his doubles and how many Saddam Husseins there are said to have been. Then you wonder about Bush, and you wonder about Kissinger, and you wonder about all these other people. You know, I remember I remember this guy, who I'm sure you remember, was quite a storyteller, and he certainly raked in a lot of people. And he was the guy that was affiliated with the, I believe it, the World Bank, and was affiliated with the Exim Bank particularly. And he would put out these tapes about robots and robotoids. And he was the one that talked about Nelson Rockefeller being shot way before he supposedly died. And he'd come up with the clones. And then a lot of people were sending a lot of money to this guy, who then later himself supposedly died. So, you know, what I'm saying is there's so much in history now, so much even currently, that we can't even keep up, at least I can't keep up with, because there are so many different stories, aliases, changes, and so forth, that, you know, I mean, we could go crazy just trying to, you know, figure it all out, to sort it all out. But suffice that to say, Don, it must be quite nerve-wracking for you, I guess, to try to trace McCain and trace the Clintons and trace all of these other characters that we have living today, and where their genealogies lead and who they were, who they weren't. So, I mean, do you really, I mean, does it bother you? Does it drive you crazy trying to sort all this out, or do you just take it in stride?
Well, I used to get upset about it, but then when I heard straight out of George W. Bush's mouth through a mutual friend that everything was accurate in that piece, and he had some nasty things, names to call me, but then he asked my friend how he could get me to come work for him.
Who's that now?
Bush.
Okay, just clarifying.
W. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, he started out by saying, you sound like you've been talking to Don Nikoloff, and he's kind of nosy and this. And my friend alluded to the fact that actually intelligence agencies are admiring my work. And he said, well, yeah, I have to admit he's a damn good researcher, were his exact words. And he said, what can I do to get a guy like that on my side? Come work for me. And my friend told him, you and I both know that won't happen because you've got to start doing the right things. Mm-hmm. But he asked him specific questions to confirm the things I had written, and he admitted it. So that's not an exaggeration.
Well, now the question would come to mind, and a lot of people will ask it anyway. Rather than try to get you to go to work for him, did he perceive you and your research to be enough of a threat to want to eliminate you? And has he tried? Have anyone tried, actually?
No, they haven't tried that. You see, I'm doing this for God, and I'm doing this for my fellow man. So if they have plans to exterminate a big percentage of the world's population, I could very easily be one of those numbers. Mm-hmm. I have no fear of death. You see, they are the ones living in fear.
Right.
So
and for good reason too.
Yes. So I do not preoccupy myself with those thoughts at all.
Mm-hmm. But you haven't received any direct threats from.
Not Bush's. That way. No, I get the email threats from the I call them les agents provocateurs. You know, the disinfo agents out there.
Oh yeah.
You know, those that
tried to trap. We've had them here, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Some of the same ones, by the way. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Oh, but they're sending college professors and people from the aerospace industry after me, you know, trying to lure me in with pathetic little excuses of they're concerned that I might have been duped about some information that someone gave me or something that I discovered, and they want to set me straight on that.
Mm-hmm.
One threat.
Oh, yes, I get those too all the time.
Yeah, I once allowed comments on my website, and I got a threat from a guy when I posted some pictures of Ground Zero at 9/11 that were taken by a military photographer. And they're on my website, and the guy said something about how come you're not blaming Israel on this? And, you know, do you want to be next on the list was the implied threat. And I dressed this guy down in an article on my site. And then I disabled the comment feature. I figured, you know, I'm just opening the door for the serpents to come in,
you know.
So.
Well, some of these people that are doing that are playing reverse roles, you know, and they're basically trying to lead you down the path where they can get you to serve the purposes of these agents of Israel.
Well, I'm a little more discerning than that. That's the problem they have.
Yeah, right.
There's an odor that comes off of their email. I have to tell you, it comes right through the computer screen.
So now you seem, you know, just, I mean, not to belabor the point, but going back in your history, and I think we have some similarities here in our backgrounds, in our childhoods, if you will. You know, the way I would sit up at night when I was a child, rather than be preoccupied with things that other boys would be preoccupied with. And I mean, you know, a lot of sporting events and a lot of other things that they would be involved in. Here I was lying awake at night asking myself questions. And about who I was, why I was here, what was my purpose, and what about the universe that God created? And I realized later in life, and now more than ever, that God was speaking to me then. God was speaking to me through the Spirit of God, His Spirit, His Holy Spirit, to try to wean me in time to do His service. And here I am. Here I am doing it now. And I think you probably witnessed some similar thing.
Oh, exactly the same thing. And it's and throughout my life, every experience, every new acquaintance and every, you know, for me, it was my professional career in music.
Sure.
That really kept me in touch with the spiritual aspect of my work. You once you begin to look at the world spiritually, it's kind of hard to get out of it, you know.
Now, we've got the break coming up, Don, but I have another question from another listener in email that I want you to address, again, regarding George W. Bush and the issue at Fort Hood, particularly. So we'll get into that. We're going to invite callers, too, that might have a question of you or a comment at 800-313-9443 if you wish to jump aboard quickly. While we have time, Don is with us for the whole program. 1-800-313-9443 to jump aboard republicbroadcasting.org. Rick Adams, Uncensored, with Don Nikoloff, our guest. We'll be right back.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here we are now. We're back with Don Nikoloff. And Don, here's a question that's just been sent to me, written in by a listener. Does Don still feel George W. Bush stole gold on the day of the Fort Hood shooting? And if so, does this relate to titanium salted gold found in Red China? And does he also see or say the Clintons are angry about W stealing gold from Fort Hood? There you go. There's three questions for you, Don.
Okay. Well, I believe from what I've found out, and I've got a couple of other writers who are supporting this. I don't want to say theory because it goes beyond theory, but this fact will say that there were multiple events going on at Fort Hood on November 5th. In fact, mm-hmm. the shootings were to cause a distraction that would definitely put everyone into a panic, focusing on all the chaos. And of course, helicopter flights over the whole area added to all that noise. While that was going on, we're talking about the shootings. And we've picked up information in real time as early as the 5th of November. We were doing live broadcasts. I was doing one with Drew Raines on a Marines disquisition on my show, where we were getting text messages from people on the base there that said that there was automatic weapon fire. Now you're telling me that this single gunman had a whole artillery outfit with him on his back, that he could shoot automatic weapons, a 9mm, a Colt, or a 45 of some sort, and was able to reload. and nobody could stop him? It's absurd. It's preposterous. And the shootings were going on, according to witnesses throughout the base, all over the base, at least in three different locations. While that was going on the airstrip, they were loading up a plane with what are referred to as 55 pallets of the Chinese boxes. We're talking about 1933 and 34 series notes, as well as gold and maybe some other valuables. The follow-up is that they were caught somehow. This was tracked by Chinese Secret Service agents, and they were able to catch them with the gold. Now, the rumor about these tungsten bars has come out in a variety of emails and sources, and it's intended to mislead people about the veracity of the gold heist. This was also part of a it signals a split between the Bush Clinton cabal, who have been involved in massive money laundering and theft of public
time,
money.
By the way.
Yes, we're talking trillions and trillions of dollars here. Okay, and the secrecy requested by George W. Bush when he went to the base with Laura indicates that he didn't want the Clintons to know that he was there. He wouldn't really care if anyone else knew, but there was a photo op that occurred, and the Los Angeles Times published this, and when the Clintons found out, they were furious. Now, this Hassan is, by all indications, is part of this Bush crime network. And of course, if you're not buying into the ruse of the Muslims are attacking the United States, it appears to me, but because of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and the one they want to have in Iran, that we are the aggressors there. We are the ones creating the terror. And I say we, meaning our representatives, although
meaning the government.
Yes. And we're talking about traitors, but I prefer to call them infiltrators.
Yes.
Yes. So I hope I'm answering that question. I want to give the caller some time.
That was a good question, of course. And, you know, when you just touched on something regarding China, of course, the interesting part is that Papa Bush, of course, for a long time, was heavily involved with the Red Chinese, as you know, and was ambassador to Red China as well.
For the sake of that question and what we've been talking about, let me point out that there was a time when we invaded Iraq where China gave us 10,000 tons of gold as collateral to kickstart the economy with a new note after they got rid of Saddam. And this money ended up on the 55 pallets in Jordan and then was stolen and taken to Fort Hood. Okay. So that's the background as to how that money got there. Now, the question is, who knew that it was there? Obviously, the Bushes and the Clintons knew that it was there.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is part of this long range, Fourth Reich that they want to have. This continuum.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like the old adage that there's no honor among thieves.
Yeah, they're acting like rats in a sack.
Right. And you know what they do to each other, right? You know what they do? They fight each other.
Yes.
You know, like two scorpions in a jar or, two tigers going at it. But I have another question here right now before the break quickly, and that is, what is Don Nikoloff's spelling of his last name and his web address again? Well, I'll have you answer that. Make it easy, Don.
Well, everyone knows how to spell Don, I hope.
I think it's the last name, as I said. Yeah.
Last name is Nikoloff. And my web address is directlightproductions.com. Click on articles, and you'll see the article right there at the top of the index.
Right. Okay, good. We have another question coming up, and we will also see if we have a caller or two on the line at 800-313-9443 to jump aboard Rick Adams, Uncensored, right here on republicbroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Rick Adams, and we will take a call or two in just a moment here. We do have another written-in question for you, Don, and let's see what the writer says. Okay, Don says, Bush 41 was spying on Nikola Tesla. How can that be if Nikola Tesla died in 1934? Bush H, the 41, would have been a teenager. Don't know. When Bush was born, probably somewhere in the 20s. Math doesn't add up to me. Okay, what do you say to that, Don?
Well, first of all, the scientist's name is Nikola Tesla, not Nicholas, right. Okay? Mm-hmm. Secondly, he was murdered on January 6th, 1943. Mm-hmm. You have your year wrong by 9 years.
Okay, so it wasn't 34, it was 43.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And the rest of that question then has to do with basically the same thesis. So apparently the years here are wrong. And he's got Bush as being born somewhere in the 20s. Now, this is Bush the father.
1924 is the claimed year, May of 1924.
Okay. All right, let's take a call or two, Don, if you'd like. We've got Dennis in Arkansas. Hello, Dennis. You're on the air with Don Nikoloff.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Don.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I'll be real quick. I have a KU band dish. Are you, is it possible for me to listen to your programs on that?
Well, I've heard somebody's putting me on satellite, so the answer to your question is yes. I don't know who is, but I've had people in Los Angeles tell me they hear me on the car radio and on the television. So,
okay. I heard something earlier about the VBS network or
BBS.
BBS.
As in boy.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Baker Sam.
Okay. Well, I don't have a computer, and that's not in the cards. I'm disabled, but anyway. I've heard you a lot on different programs, and you're very interesting and knowledgeable, and I wish I could hear your program every day. But anyway.
How are you hearing us right now? Where are you listening to us, Dennis?
On the KU band dish, Rick.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to say that, make that clear. So we do have people listening in a variety of ways on a variety of media.
Well, if I can find out more specific information, I'll forward it to Rick, and Rick, you can make an announcement.
Yeah. Well, I listen to Rick every night. I listen to RBN quite a bit, and I really enjoy it. And anyway, interesting show, and Dr. K is one of my favorites, and I won't tie up the airwaves anymore. So
that's all right. You're not tying us up. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis. Bye-bye now. Let's take a call from Richard in Alabama now. Richard, hello. You're on with Don Nikoloff.
Yes, sir. Good evening, gentlemen. I'm staying up a little bit late now. I was listening to your program. I'm impressed that you had a chance to. Did you say that you did an interview with Otto Scorzini?
No, I didn't interview him. That's not at all what I said, but, he has a daughter, actually he has several children. I've interviewed his son, but covertly, you don't call up Otto Scorzani's son and say, hey, I'm investigating your father. He was quite upset by the fact that I had located him, in fact. Mm-hmm. And, but I did get confirmation. So, I can tell you he's in the construction business. In earth moving, and Otto Scorzani himself was a trained engineer and an architect, and was working as a basic carpenter and construction general contractor in the South Florida area for many years.
Hmm. Well, I just wanted to say when I was stationed in Garmisch, Germany for quite a long time, and one of the old timer retirees that went into Garmisch as the war was winding down, he told me that, and I was having coffee with him in the PX, which was the PX at the time. It's not anymore, I hear. But he told me that there was a pallet of gold that was inside this building, and he said that there was a colonel that showed up with a deuce and a half, and I don't know if he was by himself or what, but this colonel came down and he had the quote appropriate paperwork, and he signed for this pallet of gold and drove off with it. Now I don't know if how valid that is with the statement that he had made to me, but there was a book that was written about Nazi gold, and that Garmisch was a big part of the gold just disappearing out of nowhere in that area. So I just wanted to know if this gold that you're talking about may have also been part of that rat line, so to say, where the Patton's gold that he had found. And apparently there was, I watched this movie a long time ago that was about Patton and the that gold
was it Brass Tarkin?
That had been stolen. It was Brass Target.
Brass Target, yeah.
Very good movie. I was impressed with that, to tell you the truth. Sophie Loren, I think, was in it.
I think a lot of the gold you're talking about ended up going by way of train to Chateau de Rennes, and then that was forwarded to the Vatican, and it found its way onto various ships and submarines taken to, I think they took some to Antarctica, as well as Argentina and other points in South America. That was planned, and then over time they brought it up into the United States or wherever they needed it to maintain operations. But
that's impressive. And I also heard about supposedly, I don't know how true this is either, but the Rothschilds in France during the war, as the war was going on and the invasion of Normandy was taking place, the SS security detachments provided security for the Rothschilds. They had to stay, you know, on their, you know, in their quote castle, but they were being protected. And I don't, you know, it sounds crazy, but I mean, it's very possible that that could have happened, because sounds like to me that, you know, that whole operation that took place in Europe is that, you know, the international banking cartel. And I think it's the London banking cartel, the same people that the American Revolution fought against and defeated, but they infiltrated, and it took years to do it, but they infiltrated and they got control of our currency, just like Thomas Jefferson had warned us about. And these are the same people, but, you know, they'll sell their supposedly blood or tribe out for, you know, power and to maintain control. And thank you for taking my call. And I'll hear the rest of it.
I appreciate your thoughts. I appreciate your past as well and what you were able to piece together here. Thank you so much for your call.
God bless. Thank you.
Don, speaking of the, you know, the Bushes again, and, you know, what comes to mind immediately when I think of Bush, in the current sense, in the last few decades, Bush Sr. particularly, I think of the drug traffic, I think of the triangle, I think of the Burma Triangle, and you, of course, have studied this area as well and written about it many times, right?
Yes.
How deeply involved are these rascals, the Clintons, the Bushes, and all of these others, and the McCains, for instance, become embroiled in the drug traffic, particularly the drug traffic from the Orient?
Well, that's their cash cow, so to speak. I mean, this is how the pharmaceutical companies came about and the power that they wield. And you know, what we're facing today with the swine flu pandemic and vaccinations.
Yeah, yeah.
And this spreads really into what they're calling legalized over-the-counter drugs as well as prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. All these drugs use elements of the oil cartels and then this drug, these illegal drugs are legalized through the various alchemic concoctions that they create under the auspice of healthcare or medicine. And it's these are highly dangerous, addictive substances that make them enormous amounts of money. So, yes, the critical cash foundation for such an operation, a criminal operation, is based upon something that disempowers the people. It causes addiction, and it causes all kinds of health problems and other issues that incapacitate us.
Right,
and so
right.
I've been very outspoken about that from just a consciousness standpoint, that this is all brainwashing and mind control, and everything they do is related to that. But they have their paws into professional sports as well.
You know, we have a clear understanding now for those service people who listen, and many who do, people in the United States service. We see the record numbers admitted even by the propagandists in the media now, record numbers of suicides being committed, and I think maybe there are far more suicides than are being reported, and also, by the same token, maybe far more numbers of murders than suspected suicides as well, because of people on the inside wanting to speak out. But you know, and you recall, and members of my family can tell you also, when they were in Vietnam, they saw things happen that they weren't supposed to talk about. I even had, in one case, a relative who took movies there, home movies at the time, it was Super 8 millimeter film, disappear from the processing to the United States, sending movies back home. They just managed to be lost somehow. And I'm pretty confident that something was filmed and photographed on those films that apparently El Cieda did not want people to know about. And they were confiscated. They never made it back. A number of people who did make it back in burial tubes, as George Jr. would like to say, caskets, also were used as conduits for drugs. So we have a nefarious, evil bunch of pigs who have been in criminal activity, I think, for all of their adult life here. The Kissinger Associates, the Rockefellers, the Bushes, the Mellons, the Warburgs, all of these families are just notorious. And if the American public could really understand what we understand today and knew about it, well, I guess you could say, at least some people would say, the gig would be up for them. And that's where the media come in. That's where they have to own and control the major media, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And, you know, they know the evil of their deeds. I mean, you have Bush 41 making a statement like, if the public only knew what we've done, we'd be hanging from the nearest lamppost. Well, I've been asked by people what they think or what I think they should invest into, gold or silver. And I'm telling them lampposts.
Yes, rope.
And hemp.
Yeah, not that guy. Yeah, for them. I mean, the good hemp, not their hemp, that's for sure. But, you know, as far as this drug traffic, the Bushes and so forth, just thinking back to how guys like Kissinger could get in the country, could do what they've done, serve as double agents, members of the aspiring ODRA, and be involved in working for the their buddies in the Soviet Union right from, you know, the time of Roosevelt on. It's just incredible when you think of how, they pulled it off. David Rockefeller in particular, what is he now, like 94 or 95, this guy?
Something like half a tuna's age, I think. You know,
it's unbelievable. This guy boasts in his writings that, you know, that he can get away with what he gets away with, thanking the media for not reporting anything. Those that attend the Trilat meetings, the CFR meetings, the Bilderberger conferences and so forth. You know, it's pretty notorious, pretty nefarious. But as you said, right from the beginning of the show, Don, you and I have said, yes, there is a day of judgment, Virginia, and the day will come when they do have to face the maker, the creator. They have to give account for what they have done. And I tell you, that's going to be quite an awesome day for sure.
Yes. Well, we sort of connected a lot of dots here, Rick. Bush's role, his fairly unknown role with the Dachau DVD, which is the Deutsche Verteidigungsdienst. This is the rebirth or the continuation of the underground Abwehr, the SS. And they brought that to Oklahoma City with Admiral Wilhelm Canaris posing as Samuel Randall Pittman, a law professor at the Oklahoma Baptist University. He was living right there in Shawnee, Oklahoma, and I wrote about that in my Scherf piece. I even gave his address. He became ill in 1976. Henry Kissinger stood in for him for 2 years, and in 1978 they appointed George H.W. Bush the head of the Dachau DVD. Now, this Fort Hood incident ties into the DVD through Deutsche Bank, and Bush was reported to have been in Germany while Angela Merkel was in Washington. Now, that may have been disinformation because we came later to find out that he was at Fort Hood as well on November the 5th.
Yeah, but can we confirm any of this? That's the thing.
Well, a lot of it's been confirmed by Christopher Story, and no one's come out and said, hey, this is a pack of lies. You know, that's not happened.
Right, right. Okay, there's a lot of speculation here, but one thing is for certain, I think we, all of our audience will agree with, is that none of what we've been told so far in the mainstreams of the media propaganda has answered any of these questions or even addressed the questions of logistics and how a man can carry these weapons with him and how he could manage to reload these weapons while people are standing there waiting to be killed. It does not add up. None of that makes any sense to me or you or any of the military people that I spoke with last weekend. So that is absolutely for sure. Explain it in the media. Where are all the analysts? You know, these are the same people that keep telling us now during this month, of course, that JFK, yes, he was murdered as a result of a single gunman with a single weapon with a single bullet. And they're still peddling that, Don.
Well, I think we need Arlen Specter to go out there with his yardstick and make some measurements there at Fort Hood. I think that would clear it up.
Okay, we'll get him. We'll get him. We'll be right back with more to wrap up the show tonight. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, here we are, and we have a few moments left in this exciting, interesting program tonight, Don, and we have an old friend on the line who'd like to speak to us. Rodney from South Carolina is with us. Hello, Rodney.
Hello, Rick. Good evening, yes. Don.
Hi, Rodney. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just want to let you know I'm glad you're here, and thank you, Rick, for putting him on.
Of course.
You've answered everything I wanted to talk about tonight. Don, I pulled up your website, and somebody's screwing with it. It's not coming up.
I'm on it right now, so try it again.
Hmm.
Are you sure they're not messing with your computer or your connection?
I know they goof around with different areas of the country at different times that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I'm on my site right now. In fact, I'm on the page where the article is.
Well, let me make sure I got the right one. Directlightproductions.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when I punched it up, something else came up about lighting, and then it said directlightproductions.com is not connecting.
Hmm. Well,
and I tried
that sounds familiar, times. Doesn't it, huh, Don? A lot of problems like that in days past. And
yeah, I don't put the www in front. Make sure
I
you
never
avoid
do.
Okay. Can't see. Just keep trying. Hang in there.
I'll get it back up. I'm just warning somebody or people in my area, if they're trying, they're screwing with it again.
Well, that happens to a lot of sites from time to time, especially when they appear on our show and on Don's show as well, Don. You know, I was on your program a week or so ago, and will more than likely, if you want me, come back again in December.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to have you back on the show. Yeah, highly touted and very well received by the listeners.
Well, thank you. Well, we know that we have a lot of interference going on, as you point out. Many of the high-level people that listen to these programs, Don, and a lot of them are, a lot of people are good people out there, too, who are with us, but there is that element of these demonic beings that are not very happy with what we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want people to be aware of what's happening to us in our nation today.
Are they called gremlins?
Yes, Rodney.
Are they called gremlins?
Gremlins, call them
Christians. Eloy or
rats.
Right. Well, thanks for checking in, Rodney. Anything else before we run out of time here?
Oh, I knew. I just wanted to get that into you that in my area some people are trying. Give it some time because they're playing their game again.
Try again, though. Try again and let us know if you keep having trouble. You can email me. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Rodney. Thanks again. Don, we are in serious trouble, our nation. You know, we didn't get a chance to talk again about some of the key players, Giuliani and the rest of this crowd, but they are a motley crew, and the goal here is to destroy America, no doubt, and to bring us into this new world order. And they're succeeding right now. It looks like they're right on schedule, according to Satan's plan, which is recorded in the scriptures, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I'd even go so far as to say they've destroyed America, and that's happened, you know, over 100 years ago. But we've been able to survive, and we've got to be able to think outside the box and look to our Creator for answers, because He is talking to us. We just gotta
absolutely
listen.
Absolutely. And Dom, where I hear the music now, where. We're just about out of time, but this is a very fast two-hour program tonight. Thank you for being with us again.
Thanks for having me on, Rick. It's always a pleasure, and my best to the listeners.
Amen. Anytime, and we'll talk to you again, all righty?
All right.
You take care. Don Nikoloff, thank you, and thank all of our listeners for joining us tomorrow night. We'll be back again with more of Rick Adams' Uncensored, Lord willing. Until then, good night, and God bless.
With three.